You know, here on Federal News Radio, we've been tracking identity management, and most of us heard about HSPD-12 cards and those cards that are now most federal employees provide you with your physical access to buildings, but also access to agency computer networks. In many ways, identity management is entering a whole new phase, less focused on getting the cards out to people and more focused on securities and identity and what people can do with identity management. And joining us with insights, Bob Dix. He's Vice President of Government Affairs and Critical Infrastructure Protection for Juniper Networks. Mr. Dix, of course, was formerly served as the staff director for the House Government Reform Subcommittee on Technology and Information Policy. I couldn't do it in one breath. Hello, Mr. Dix. How are you?
Good afternoon, Chris. Good to be with you today.
Thanks for doing this. And so despite all this discussion, I think people are, by and large, still sort of confused about identity management, what it is, what it means, and really why it's important. So can you just sort of put that into a little bit of perspective here?
Sure. It's about trust. It's about creating trust, and it's far more than just credentials, as you were talking about. What's interesting is when I was working on the Hill and working for the House, there was a lot of discussion about credentials, physical access, logical access, as you've described, and we've had CAC cards and HSPD-12, and there's a lot of effort that's been made around that. But what's going on now is in the recognition of the challenges of cybersecurity, identity management is a real anchor, and trust is the fundamental basics of that. We have to be able to have trust between people, devices, applications, and it's the whole realm of identity management that also respects privacy and civil liberties.
So earlier this month, right here on Federal News Radio, we were able to talk with Google's Vint Cerf. A lot of people call him the father of the Internet. And he said the Internet's not complete yet because that ID part hasn't been resolved.
I think that's correct, and certainly I wouldn't challenge such a noted and distinguished architect of the Internet himself. And this goes to the point that we are finally beginning to raise the level of awareness about how we have to facilitate that kind of trust. With the advent now of health records, we know about financial records, with the smart grid, it's becoming increasingly important that we know who's interacting in the environment and what applications are running in that environment. Through a provision of identity management, we will be able to move to that. And as evidence of the importance, as you know, when the president released the results of the 60-day cyber review in his speech in the White House on May 29th, there were 10 near-term action items, one of which was to build a cybersecurity-based identity management vision and strategy that addresses privacy and civil liberties interests, leveraging privacy-enhancing technologies for the nation, not just for the government, but for the nation. I think this shows just how important this is in the whole range and scope of national, homeland, and economic security.
And tomorrow morning, I'm moderating a panel, and you're going to be speaking as well at this panel looking at identity management. And I was on the pre-call about it, and it was really interesting because a bunch of them were saying that identity management is really entering a new phase where we've moved across from the almost tedious part of getting these cards out there, and now it's sort of the next generation. What does that mean? What's the focus now?
As an example, role-based access control, so that, you know, people in different organizations don't always have to have access to all of the data. And so being able to build those trust environments, being able to build those firewalls, knowing who's operating in the environment, knowing what kind of applications are running in the environment are going to contribute to improving that trust situation, are going to reduce the breach situations that we've had, are going to enhance privacy. And frankly, the market is responding in a big time way, and we will drive together in collaboration between industry and government in achieving these kinds of solutions.
So when you talk about trust, and bear with me if this seems a bit naive, a couple of the things that you just touched on were security and knowing who's in that environment. That sounds a lot like transparency. Can you have both? And is that how we sort of get over that trust speed bump?
I think that is part of it, absolutely. But I think what's even more important is that you can have that kind of trust and security. In fact, I think they go hand in hand. And that's what we're trying to drive towards here. And tomorrow we'll talk about that with both technology subject matter experts as well as policy subject matter experts and have an understanding of how the president wants to drive a national strategy around this. This is not to say that we're talking about a national ID card, nothing anywhere near that, because building built into this is privacy and civil liberties protections. I happen to believe, as I think many of my colleagues do, that enhanced identity management in and of itself enhances privacy protections.
And you have a stellar, I mean, in addition to, of course, me, you have a stellar lineup of folks speaking tomorrow morning.
It would be hard to top having you there, Chris.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That. But we do have Tom Donahue.
It's a low bar to crawl over, my friend.
We do have Tom Donahue, who is with the National Security Council staff. And we do have General Dale Myros, who is formerly the CIO with the Office of National Intelligence, that are going to come and talk about their perspectives on how this fits into an overall strategy, why it is so important to our national cybersecurity policy strategy, and the progress that we're making in confronting this tough issue.